WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
Ted Talley was a prize-winning playwright before he broke into screenwriting with White Palace in 1990. That movie took no one by storm, but his next movie, released the following year, did. It was called Silence of the Lambs. Now Talley has combined forces with the British-born director Brian Gibson, whose last movie was What's Love Got to Do with It? Film critic Stephen Schiff has this review of The Juror.
It would have been hard to live in America during the last few weeks without seeing ads for The Juror. And if you saw those ads, it would have been hard not to come away feeling you'd already seen the movie. The commercials make the premise all too obvious. Demi Moore plays the single mom who's serving on a jury in a mob trial. Alec Baldwin plays the thug who's trying to terrorize her into voting the local godfather not guilty. What makes The Juror intriguing is not what's going on in the story, but how that story's told, how the usual cliched speeches have been written to sound new again, and how they're played by the actors, especially by Alec Baldwin. His character, known only as the teacher, is in the mold of a lot of suave, hyper-educated psychopaths. He's conversant with modern art, spouts Taoist wisdom at the drop of a hat, and knows he's a whole lot smarter than the goons he works for. Cast Dennis Hopper in the part, and you've got a movie you've seen a million times. But Baldwin doesn't play the role, he croons it. He brings a real erotic sizzle to the proceedings, purring his lines and sneaking through the darkness on little cat feet. And when his character starts falling in love with his prey, Baldwin makes you believe he has the passion to break all the rules. He and screenwriter Ted Talley know we've seen movies like this one before, so they can afford to be winking and elusive in the storytelling. And the results are scenes like this one, in which Baldwin toys with Demi Moore so insidiously that the threat itself never has to be enunciated.
Annie, listen to me now. You're in danger, and your son is in danger.
Oliver, what do you mean? Where's my son?
He went with Jesse and Julia to the movies, didn't he? He's gonna be all right. Such an extraordinary child. Remember last night when the two of you were playing that video game upstairs and you started to panic and he said, chill out, Mamba. You remember that?
How do you know that?
Annie. When I heard the two of you together laughing, I swore to myself that I would do everything to make sure that he gets through this. Do you understand me, Annie? This is a very dangerous time for him. He could stray. He could commit some childish error, and we could lose him. That quick.
Even Demi Moore is better than usual in this movie. She's quieter and less showy, and she doesn't shove her emotions at us. Instead, she lets us see those emotions bubble up in her and finally break through the surface. For the first time, she's really touching on screen. The movie is a pretty sleek product, although shards of something much rougher and clumsier still poke through. Like, for instance, the way The Godfather, who's on trial, seems like a throwback to mob movies of the 70s. And then there's the dopey ending in a small town in Guatemala, where there's that perpetual fiesta that's always going on when movies travel to small towns in Guatemala. Still, for every cliché that the picture trots out, there's another one that it turns upside down. I've never seen a crime film in which the witness storms into the DA's office and actually demands to wear a wire. And I've never seen a character quite like the one played by the fascinating newcomer Anne Hesch as Demi Moore's best friend. She's a doctor, but her main interest is sex, drugs, and rock and roll, and Hesch makes her distinctively avid and sensual. The Juror isn't Sense and Sensibility. But for those of us who enjoy a sludgy crime thriller from time to time, well, let's just say The Juror's thrills-to-sludge ratio is unusually favorable.
Stephen Schiff is critic at large for The New Yorker.